This is Neo School English, a podcast in which we always, usually, sometimes, bombard you with super cool words. And that's the plan for today, because today we have an episode entitled Teachers Coming Together. And with me today, apart from myself, Lucas, I have...
Joanna!
Paulina!
Kyle!
Yeah, we were supposed to say that in Polish.
Yes.
Jestem Kylem.
Exactly. He is Kyle, and he is he doesn't speak Polish, but he's learning very fast.
Nie mówię po polsku.
Yet.
Jestem mówię po polsku.
You just did. Anyway, so today the episode is about words that we often find our students mispronounce, and that's the whole idea today.
Yeah.
Maybe it will help you, listeners. To fix your tiny little problems with pronunciation. So, just to give you valuable content straight away, we'll start with Joanna and her words, or word. I don't know what we have.
So I chose silent letters. So there are words that actually have silent letters, so you cannot read them as you see them. So an example word is, for example, plumber.
You mean
there's
plumber?
Yeah, that's what I don't mean.
Perhaps she means plumber.
Plumber is what I would go with initially, you know. Plumber sounds right to me.
Yeah, and you
but
teach.
But apparently it's wrong. So what's the pronunciation again of that, Joanna?
It's plumber.
Plumber.
It's plumber. And the same goes for L in salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Plumber and salmon. That is interesting.
So
I wonder if you're
letter.
Able to make a sentence out of these two words.
Of course.
Go on then.
My dad has never been a plumber and he has never eaten a salmon.
That's two sentences. That doesn't... Okay, but you're forgiven. Plumber? Who is a plumber, by the way? Because
plumber
my...
is the guy who deals with pipes, right? Piping system.
Fixes your pipes. He does fix your pipes. Okay. And salmon is the...
Salmon is a kind of fish.
Okay. Which is kind of...
It's pink and it's delicious.
Right, some people say. Thank you. So just remember,
you're
listeners,
welcome.
It's not plumber, but a plumber.
It's plumber
and it's
salmon.
Not salmon, but salmon.
Exactly.
Lovely job, Joanna. Thank you for that.
Very welcome.
Next is Paulina.
Yes. Okay, so I often hear my students adding, they add another syllable to very easy words. For instance, vegetable. Or comfortable. So they always create four syllables instead of three. And they say something like, I mean, I don't even know how to pronounce
vegetable
it.
Vegetable and
yes.
Comfortable because there is a
table.
So there is no table in the vegetable or comfortable.
Exactly.
Remember that one.
I always ask, yeah, why do you eat tables if they say vegetable?
Vegetable.
Why do you eat tables?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's comfortable to sit on a table.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounded so
British. You just...
I
have some tea.
Too much frosting on this one, man. Anyways, so we got vegetable and comfortable.
Uncomfortable.
As opposed to the, you know, throwing in a...
Table.
A random table in those.
Don't throw a table.
Okay. Don't throw a table into something that is comfortable.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's
see?
Nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, we could challenge you. I could challenge you and say, okay, you need to throw in a sentence or two, you know, with these examples of yours. But that's going to happen next time. Yeah, that's the plan. So you got salmon and plumber, vegetable comfortable, and then over to Kyle.
Well, I'll try something far easier than all these words. So actually, the problem is that the easiest sound you can produce in English and maybe other languages too is a. It's called a schwa sound. So there's what we've been talking about words so far, so I'll go with word, because most of my students, they mistake it for ward, which actually it exists. There's ward. Think of a hospital.
Yeah, a psychiatric ward.
Exactly. Psychiatric ward or children's ward or whatever ward. Yeah, there's ward and there's word. We're talking about words, special words today.
Right.
So yeah, but it's basically, yeah, you see O, the letter O, but you don't really say O in this situation. You don't say ward, you would say word.
Word.
Lovely. So 3-1 together, word.
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 Man, they didn't get it. Too slow.
Too slow. Thank you, Kyle. So just one word. No, but you wanted to throw in something. Yeah, you wanted to say this magic word.
Polish word. Do you remember?
Oh, it's not really connected, but yeah, my favorite Polish word. Because I was really struggling to remember. I just couldn't recall. But now I know it only too well, and it's become my favorite word. It's kielbasa. I hope I say it correctly. Kielbasa. Yes.
You sounded like a native, you know? Kielbasa.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle. That was a great word, this kielbasa thing that you threw in. Right, and over to me. I have a word that does get mispronounced a lot, I guess, because the spelling is really confusing to some people. And so instead of saying
focus,
okay, when we want someone to concentrate on something, don't say focus, but say focus. And
focus.
Yeah, you guys need to focus. And I see a lot of my students struggle with it. So
is it the same as hocus pocus?
Something like this, yeah. Hocus pocus, focus. Focus. Right. Focus, Kyle. All right, so that's about it. And what a great show we've had. And so much information in only 6.5 minutes. That's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
So that's it for now. The new season of podcasting at Neo School has just begun, and we're about to record more because we're on it.
It's coming
this week, next week, all the time. All right, so that was Lucas speaking, and with me I had today
Joanna,
Paulina,
Jestem Kylem.
Exactly. And this was Neo School English, a podcast in which we always bombard you with super cool words and super cool people. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.